With inflation at a record high, gas prices climbing, stock market tumbling, doing what it's doing, it's more critical now than ever that teenagers understand the basics of financial literacy. San Marcos High School personal finance teacher Tara Rossi is joining us on the Kogo News Live line. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
So let me ask you, is it unusual these days for kids to be getting this kind of real world information at schools? I remember growing up and having to take home ec, and that included actual economics.
So it is a graduation requirement in California for students to take an economics course. However, economics isn't really the same thing as financial literacy. So teaching personal finance, to answer your question, in California, it actually is not a very common course. We are actually on the lower end of the spectrum in the country. Only 1 in 4 students have access to a personal finance class in California, which is really, really rare compared to 70% of the nation.
I remember the eye rolling in classes like home ec, in classes that taught you things like financial literacy. How do you get around the usual teenage disinterest in things like, you know, investing and saving and how to, you know, how to buy a car without getting gouged on an interest rate, et cetera?
So this class is an elective course right now. So my students actually are choosing to take it. It is an A through G approved course, so they can get college credits to go to a four-year university with this class. However, when I ask my students if their parents forced them to take it or if they wanted to, about 95% of the students chose to take this class because they realized the impact it can have on their lives. Just like you said, we grew up saying, you know, why weren't we taught this in school? I wish I had this class, and now the kids have access to it, and they're really excited about that.
So what are some of the things that you are teaching them?
So I have 12 units, and I cover everything from your basic resume, cover letter, careers, writing professional emails, checking, savings, credit, auto loans, home loans. They actually have to start a business for the entrepreneurship unit. And then second semester, we have investing. The kids actually file their taxes from the jobs they got, life budget project, as well as a philanthropy unit where we're giving back to the community.
So what can parents do to encourage their kids to take classes like this? And, you know, hopefully say, hey, you know, this is stuff that you can actually use.
That's a great question. Actually, later today, this afternoon, there's going to be a panel with California State Superintendent Tony Thurmond and the Deputy Superintendent, as well as the co-creators of Next Generation Personal Finance Curriculum. There's a $3.6 billion grant that has just been released to California to offer more courses. So if parents can really push their students' schools to add this course, the funding is available now for the schools to create this class. So San Marcos Unified is really ahead of the game in preparing these students to be future ready by offering this course at both of our schools. Jeff Montuth is an amazing teacher at Mission Hills High School. He teaches it, and I teach at San Marcos High School. And so we're kind of ahead of the game. So if parents can really push their kids' schools to really offer the course, but regardless, at home, it starts at home. So if parents could talk to their kids about, you know, creating a checking and a savings account, if they could include them when it comes to making big purchases and push them to get jobs and look at those pay stubs and analyze how they're utilizing their pay stubs. Just giving them an allowance cash doesn't help them, you know, budget their life for their future. It doesn't teach them that skill. They're going to use the cash and not know at the end of the day what they spent their money on.
All right. You can tune in to watch it live at facebook.com/CA Education. That's facebook.com/CA Education. Tara Rossi joining us here on the Kogo News Live Line. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.